یا علی مدد. الوائز رائے ابو علی مشنری وائز نمبر 456.
30th April 2000 year. My question answers in the seminar at Edmonton. Well, here I close and ready to answer questions.
Any question about my lecture? It's 20-30 minutes. We have half an hour to deal with your questions.
In fact, the best posture is as we pray namaz in Sunni or Shia mosque. Knees down in front, feet behind. But everyone cannot do it. Someone asked me, a non-Ismaili, he said, excuse me, sir, I want to know why you people do not allow non-Ismailis in your Jamaat-khana. I said, number one, in our Jamaat-khana, every Ismaili comes. Man, women, child, old, young, babies, everyone comes. Women with babies also come, a small young baby sleeping in the lap. She's sitting there and we sit facing the Mukhi Kamariya. It's not necessary in our tariqah to face Kaaba because we are sitting in a Sufic method of congregation. We have faces all round. People are sitting on the walls, looking this side, people here looking this side, people here looking that side, Jamaat looking this side. From Shariati point of view, it is not allowed. But from Tariqah point of view, Sufi point of view, it is allowed. And this is the way of Sufi Tariqah. All are sitting and prayer is being recited. If we take that tariqah, standing, ruku, bending, then sujudo, the normal shariati tariqah of namaz, then in Jamaat Khana, old people will sit, women, pregnant women cannot stand, women with babies sleeping in the lap cannot do it, many children might not do it. So some people are standing, some are sitting, some are not sitting. This disorganized position we don't allow. So let everyone sit, say the prayer peacefully. For that reason, we do not bring non-Ismailis to disturb us. But there is another thing. Jamaat Khana is the house of Imam. And only those people come in Jamaat Khana who have made bayat to Imam. You have not made bayat, so you can't come to Jamaat Khana. But if you make bayat, you are allowed to come to Jamaat Khana. So there is the position how to sit in Jamaat Khana. As I told you, come near the part of Mukhi Kamariya, sit near each other, sit in a way that may keep you circulation of your blood in the legs and foot nicely. But I must tell one thing here. Jamaat Khana is house of Hazrat Imam. Jamaat Khana is a spiritual place. This is the place where Ruhanis come, where angels come, spirits come. And I've seen many people in Jamaat Khana, they stretch their legs towards Mukhi Kamariya. Or any people sitting in the line of Mukhi Kamariya, they stretch legs in Jamaat Khana. It's a highly sinful thing. If you cannot sit, okay, sit outside, here. not in Jamatsana. In Jamatsana you must behave as a very humble and obedient person to Mala Baba. It is his house. This side that you are prostrating, making sajda towards this side, and then you give the feet towards this side, it is so insult of Mala Baba. Never do that. Your all virtues, all your nekis are barbad. It's the highest kind of insult that you can do it. Malana Hazar Imam is sitting and you are giving your feet towards him. Never do that. If you cannot sit, okay, come outside, sit there. Not in Jamaat Khana in that position. So teach this thing to your children also, that they should not stretch their legs towards the side that you are making prostration. Any other question? Yeah. Unless such a person is disabled, otherwise, purposely, if there is a place inside and he doesn't go inside, he is losing much. It is not a good habit. Go inside, pray, and then you can come back, you can come out. But inside, pray with the Jamaat, it is better. Dr. Anil, you remember Mombasa, in Makupa, there is Jamaat Khana in the center. All around there are Ismaili houses. There are loudspeakers in the Jamaat Khana. People are sitting near their window and just following the prayer that they are listening from the mic loudspeaker. Once I told them, I said, the food is on the table here. You are sitting in your house. You simply get the sugand of it, but you cannot eat the food. Come here to eat the food. Come on. Not the chronological order. The chronological order in our dua, part 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We must perform and say in the same manner. We cannot say dua, second part first, and then one first part, and then fourth part, and then third part, no. In the way it is prescribed to us, we have to follow it. Is that your question? Yes, the reason is, I got you. In first part is the declaration of our faith, Alhamdulillah. We praise God and we announce our iman that we seek your blessings and your help and forgiveness of our sins, and also help to keep us on Sirat al-Mustaqim. Then in second part, there is about Imamat. Understanding about Imamat, that Allah Rasul and Imam, they are in one line. Allah is not seen physically. Muhammad is dead 1400 years ago. And now Imam is always with us every time, perpetually. So this regard of Imam and Imamat and the guidance that we get from Imam through all these ages has kept our Iman nicely. So first is praise of God and submission to God. Now the Iman and belief and obedience to the Imam in the second part. Then the third part is the question of our bayat. Sorry. And every Muslim knows it, but Sunnis, many Sunnis, particularly Hanafi and Wahhabis, they don't like it. Jibril alayhi salam brought this Nazali down to Muhammad, and he said, particularly when there was a battle of Khaybar, Rasulullah said, in 40 days, inshallah, we will win this battle. 39 days passed. Khaybar was very strong fort. And for hundreds of years, it was never invaded. And if anyone invaded, he went back defeated. But Rasulullah brought, some says 3,000, some says 10,000. Anyway, thousands of Muslims were there. 39 days passed. Khaybar could not be moved. And on 40th day, that was the last day that Muhammad Rasulullah had promised that we will be victorious. In the early morning after prayer, Rasulullah was very sad. And Jibreel alayhi salam had come and he brought this Nadali. O Muhammad, cry for Ali. Nad Aliyan. Nad means shout loudly. Nad Aliyan. Nad Aliyan. He is the wonderful manifest. And Nabi Kareem shouted, Ya Ali! As much as loud he could do it. And Ali, at the end of this army, about say half a mile away, he was sleeping in a tent because he was suffering from sore eyes. He could not open the eyes in the light. And Mullah Murtaza Ali heard his voice. And he immediately jumped on the feet. And with this condition, he came to Rasulullah. Ya Nabi, what is the matter? You have asked me to help you? Yes. Ya Nabi, Ya Ali, go and fight, become victorious. He said, Ya Nabi, my eyes are sore. Rasuli Akram took his saliva, opened the eye of Mullah Murtaza Ali and put his saliva in his eyes, both eyes. And he became immediately, instantly okay. Then he gave him his own pagri, the turban. Then he gave him the sword. And then, okay, now on Duldul, the horse, he went. The fort of this Khaybar, it had a ditch around it. The ditch was very wide. Some say about 40 feet wide. Men could not jump. Even horse sometimes may jump. But 39 days, many people tried to jump it, but they couldn't do it. Murtaza Ali went and jumped. When he went on that side, he put his two fingers under the door. The door was 40 feet, 20 feet, and 2 feet thick. Mullah Murtaza Ali put two fingers underneath, and he shook, and that the door came out of its hinges, and Murtaza Ali put that door on the ditch, but it was smaller. Mullah Murtaza Ali kept his foot under the door and told those people, come now. And the whole Muslim army came from that door and Mullah Murtaza Ali kept his foot there. That was the way that even Sunni historians have written. Now that he was brought down at that time on Khaybar. is in Hadith and also in histories. Well,
what is the significance of saying Parman, 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 by foreign
Indian? Okay. So, your question, you know, our whole system, our whole faith, our whole tariqah, our all rituals and ceremonies are according to Parman. Mukhi, Kamariya are there because of Farman of Hazrat Imam, they are sitting there. Now everything that we do in Jamaat Khana, it must be with the permission of Mukhi or Kamariya. So the person who is saying or leading the prayer, he gets the permission. Amare Mukhi Sahib, Amare. Amare Mukhi Sahib. That means, if there is Amar of Mukhi, Mukhi says, Amre Hazar Imam, Amre. Or in olden time, I remember, Kachi, they would say, Mukhi Sahib, Amar Aye. Mukhi Sahib would say, Amar Hazar Imam Jo, Amar Shapir Jo. But now we have changed to Arabic, Amre Mukhi Sahib, Amre Hazar Imam. So, Amri, no. Amaro, no, say, Amare Hazarima. Amare Hazarima. Now another thing, his question, as I told you, in all rituals and rites, in every ceremony that we do, it must be under the Farman, the Amar. Farman means Amar. From Hazarimam, Amar has been given to Mukhi, and the Mukhi then exerts his influence spiritually by saying, okay, Farman. Nadi cannot be started unless Mukhi or Kamariya says. Similarly, when Niyaz is there, so the person who is conducting Niyaz ceremony, he says, Farman, Farman. That means, I'm giving this Niyaz to Jamaat, distributing according to the Farman of Hazari. So it is in every piyali that when he says, Farman, 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 that we are sipping this niyaz because of Hazar Imam's Farman. So therefore, in all our rituals, rites, Farman is there. That means we are doing Hazar Imam's Farman, thinking it is there, according to Hazar Imam's Farman. I understand you, and I am of your opinion. This is a bad practice which has taken place in our Jamaat throughout North America. Some people pour one piyali or some people pour two piyalis. No. All four or eight or three or whatever the number of the piyalis in two plates must be fulfilled. All piyalis. Farman, 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 and one Farman on the Sukri this side and one on that side. So every piyali must be filled in the name of Farman, not only during the dua, but even after that, someone has taken that niyaz, the empty piyali is there, the filler should also again say every time, Farman, every time. Yeah?
Why was the discrete sutra, the old water moon, in place with Balamad? Why was the discrete sutra removed from the old water? When it was in the old water, why was that removed and replaced in the new water with Balamad?
Allahumma. Oh, I see. Okay. You know, in Pakistan, we are under pressure from Sunnis. We are only 500,000 Ismailis in Pakistan, but there are more than 100 million. It is a taqiyya. Taqiyya in Islam is allowed. When you are in your enemies, near enemies, under enemies, or troubled by enemies, you conceal your faith. These words came in 1968. Maulana Shah Karim al-Husseini li zikri his sujood. We were doing that. But it was instituted. Allahumma laka sujudi wa ta'ati. The word came as Allah. And enemies, they were happy. But actually, were you there when I stopped my tape recorder and spoke about it? It was there. We have, according to our faith, no difference. Allah is there, and Nur of Allah is in Hazar Imam. But Hazar Imam's body, physically, as I told you, we don't never say that Hazar Imam bodily, physically is Allah. To make this difference, from Shariati point of view, we have made this change. Anyone else? It's a grammatical construction. Absolutely right and okay. It's a grammar. As I spoke about here, Rabbil Alameen, that is the third person. But when we talk each other, we say Rabbul Alameen. So Maulana Shah Karim al-Husseini, Karim al-Husseini, Maula, whose name is Karim, he is from the progeny of Hussein. So, like a sujudi wa ta'ati. It's the grammar. First on right, left, and then in front, or at the back.
And the last question I have here is, what kind of feelings should we have, apart from Allah, when we recite 48
names of Imam, and then the 49th name of the present Imam, and also when we recite the Panchan Pak? Inside? Panchan Pak. Panchan Pak is in the beginning. Before the names of Imams, we have Panchan Pak. You know, we are Shias. And Shia people, they are believing Panchan Pak as the five pure ones. And it is according to Quran. It is written in Quran. And Quran has the witness for that. Panchan Pak is there. And our whole system is Shia system. And we believe in Panchan Pak. That is there. Thank you very much. Okay, last question. It is, Behakke is wrong. Behakke is wrong. It is Behakke. There shouldn't be any article or any letter between Be and H. Behakke. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Half-hu. Allahu Akbar. No. Allahu Akbar. Varzukna, varzukna, varrahamana. Varzukna, varzukna. It's Arabic grammar, according to that. Varzukna, varrahamana. Thank you very much. This person has brought me to stand 6 hours before. Please forgive my mistakes, my drawbacks, my way, my method. I've enjoyed your company. Although, in many ways, I thought that I haven't done justice. I could have spoken more. Certain things I've cut short, and I feel it. But unfortunately, there is no time. And actually, this seminar should have taken in 2 installments, each installment of 4 hours for 2 days. It's very nicely arranged, and you people have very attentively listened to me. I wholeheartedly thank you. I'm grateful to you. And I also thank the Tariqa who have invited me to come here and address you. I'm getting older. Not yet old, but I say getting older. I haven't got that kind of stamina that I had 20 or 25 years ago. Yet I'm very much amazed today. From 10 o'clock I've been standing. And I'm very thankful to Mullah Baba for that. Your prayer, your dua for me. Mullah Hazar Imam, I mare ke dino dunia mein sukhiya baat kare. Iman ji salamati diye. Hakikati samaj diye. Nek umedon puriyon kare. Farman bardar momin banave. Daswandi sukriti banave. Balang afaton dur kare. Haan ji al aulaad ke sachcho pakko momin banave. ہر حالت میں مولا جی مدد کرے, سکھی آباد رہو, ہمیشہ آباد رہو, ان مولا کے برکتوں دے رہے, نعمتوں دے رہے, خوشیاں دے رہے, مولا رحمت دے رہے, سکھی بولو, یادی مدد.